The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It is such a pleasure to be with you here on January 6, 2025, as we are watching right now the certification of the election results to where the official results of the November 2024 election will be made certified here as Kamala Harris is presiding over that. We have on the phone with us, I'm very excited to have our guest on, the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Michael Whatley, joins us now. Chairman, thank you so much for the time today. It is an honor to have you on our show. I don't think we ever have. Thank you for coming with us while this historic event is taking place on Capitol Hill.
Well, thank you, Annie. It is indeed a great day for America as we're watching the certification count here in the House right now. And it's a great day for America and, frankly, for the whole world.
You know, I'm watching a lot of the news headlines talk about the headline isn't Donald Trump election results to be certified. It's Kamala Harris presides over her defeat. And there's a part of me that's saying, OK, that's yesterday's news. What happens next? It's nice to know that Donald Trump won, which means Kamala Harris lost. But when you see this moment, and yes, the visual of Kamala Harris sitting next to now Speaker Mike Johnson once again, what is your emotion about this particular moment? Are you looking back? Or are you looking forward?
I'm looking forward. I think that, you know, what this is, the last formal event that has to take place before the 20th, where we're going to go to the inauguration, and Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are going to be sworn in as the president and vice president. And then we're going to have a parade, and they're going to get into the Oval Office and roll up his sleeves and get to work. And the American people are very, very ready for this change. They're very ready for a president and an administration that are going to see, you know, their safety and their security as the number one priority. They're going to see that the entire world is going to respect America again, and that we're going to restore our southern border, rebuild our economy, and keep our communities safe. That's what the American people voted for on November 5th. And I'm just very anxious to get there.
Yes, I think we all are. We've been kind of just inching forward to this moment. But I have a feeling, especially once that inauguration is complete, that it's going to go at a breakneck pace. Tell me, Michael Whatley, you're the chairman of the Republican National Committee. At this point, obviously, your responsibility was to do everything in your power, along with your co-chair, Laura Trump, to get Donald Trump reelected. What is the Republican National Committee's focus and your focus in leading them at this point in time?
Well, right now, we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to support the president as he goes through this transition period, and then make sure that we get the inaugural ceremonies locked in and everything taken care of there. And then on the 21st, we're going to go right back to work and make sure that we win those midterms. We've got to make sure that President Trump has a full 4 years to work with Congress to advance this agenda. And we want to make absolutely sure going into the 26th election cycle that we're back to our fundamentals. We're getting out the vote and we're protecting the ballot.
Do you feel like since the election has occurred in November, it's been a couple months now, and I'm looking at the Democrats thinking to myself, they need to learn a lesson. I remember specifically in 2020, Laura Ingraham saying, like, the Republican Party needs to do their autopsy here. They need to do the postmortem and figure out what they need to do to win. And here we are with Donald Trump being certified right now. So it looks like the Republicans had to ask themselves some tough questions, and they did, and they succeeded. I'd assume that the Democrats have that same opportunity. Do you feel like the Democrat Party is doing what they need to do to make this a close fight in the midterms and then again in 28?
what we're seeing right now is a Democratic Party that's in free fall. You know, everybody thinks that, the election was decided because they had a bad messenger, and they certainly did. But they also had a bad message. You know, when you have a party that is dedicated to open borders, inflationary spending, and, you know, trying to use America as a social experiment rather than focusing on the needs of, you know, all citizens, all voters, and all communities, that's not going to work with the American electorate. And it's not going to work, frankly, for all of America. So, you know, as long as they're going to continue to try and push forward with the agenda that they were advancing in this election cycle, they're not going to have any more luck. What Republicans won because Donald Trump knew what issues the voters cared about, and he talked about those issues relentlessly and made it absolutely clear that he's going to fight for every American family every single day. That's the key.
Yeah, it's refreshing to hear that and to know that the message is pretty consistent. It's actually a pretty simple message, too, I would say. What Donald Trump delivered to the American people they were looking for. We're speaking with the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Michael Whatley, on the Annie Frye Show right now. Chairman, when you are talking about your responsibility and the RNC's responsibility being to support Donald Trump right now, what is your ask of the American people that sent him there, who want him to succeed, obviously? Is there anything left for the people to do? We voted. He's got the right guy in there. What's left for us to do at this point?
Well, there's a lot to do, you know, and the fact is that this is an American agenda. You know, it's an America First agenda. But, you know, we need Congress to work with the president. We know that there's a lot of authority that he has through executive powers, and he's going to use those on day one to secure the southern border, unleash American energy, and start moving forward with this agenda. But there's a lot that we're going to need Congress to help with. We're going to need Congress to vote on legislation, and the American people are going to have to continually remind their representatives in Congress and their senators to work with President Trump and move forward on this agenda. And then we're going to go right back into the 26th election cycle, because if we lose the House, if we lose the Senate, the first thing the Democrats are going to do is go right back to their impeachment playbook. They're going to go right back to the bogus investigations playbook, and they're going to do everything they can to disrupt this agenda. So we're going to focus on winning the midterm election cycle, and we're also going to support President Trump and J.D. Vance as they're moving, you know, with Congress. But we're going to need the voters to hold their representatives and senators accountable.
I think that's a wise set of advice there for the people who are listening right now. And we have Republican in our listening area here in St. Louis area, in the bi-state region, Illinois and Missouri. We have a lot of Republicans and Democrats both in districts around this area. Do you expect to see any bipartisan work? Because Donald Trump was very popular across the country. Almost everywhere shifted towards Donald Trump. Do you think that there are Democrats who are going to get on board with the Donald Trump message?
I do, you know, and I have to say that when we saw Speaker Johnson elected last week, one of the speeches that took place did not get reported on at all was by Hakeem Jeffries. And it was remarkable to me that he said, we are going to work with the president and the Republicans in Congress to secure the southern border. And we're going to work with them to bring in inflationary spending and help bring down prices for American consumers. That's a seismic statement by Hakeem Jeffries. And if he holds true to that, and the House Democrats hold true to that, then I think there's a lot that we can get done for the American people.
Chairman Whatley, before we let you go, I want to ask you to kind of reflect on the Republican Party as a whole, as you are a leader in it. I'm 40 years old myself, so I've come onto the scene, paid attention specifically, just to set the stage a little bit. September 11th happened in my senior year of high school. A lot of the people who I knew then went and signed up to serve in the military in a wartime. So where I come from, George W. Bush is where I paid the most attention up until now. The Republican Party looks, I don't really recognize it right now as something that I've seen the playbook for before. What do you think is ahead for the Republicans? And what do you want people who are looking to potentially support this Republican Party to know about how you're going to manage operations with this RNC?
Yeah, Donald Trump has completely remade the Republican Party. You know, and right now, this is the working class party. This is a party that is going to represent every voter in every single state. That's why we built a common sense coalition that includes people like Elon Musk and Tulsi Gabbard, you know, and it includes Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You know, we had two different Democrats who ran for president come aboard and support Donald J. Trump in this election cycle. I think that's absolutely tremendous, and I think that's where our party needs to go. Every candidate who's going to run in 2025, 2026, 2028, or any time in the future is going to have to follow the lead of Donald Trump. Listen to your voters. Understand the issues that they care about. Put solutions on the table and relentlessly campaign every day to let them know you're going to fight for their interest. And as long as Republicans do that, we can continue to be the party that's going to have the White House plus the Senate plus Congress. But as soon as we walk away from that and we start allowing Republicans to campaign on issues that they care about rather than the issues that the American voters care about, we will lose and we'll go right back to that minority status that we just worked our way out of.
That's right. Chairman Whatley, thank you for your part in bringing America First back. And I'll let you get back to watching those certification results as they come in. A big day for the RNC, of course, but mostly for America as we get back to work here very soon. Thank you for the time today. It's great to speak with you. We look forward to having you back soon, hopefully.
Yes, ma'am. Take care and have a great week.
You as well. Bye-bye. Chairman of the Republican National Committee, Michael Whatley, on the Annie Frye Show. A great first guest for 2025. I don't think that we've ever... The only way that I would have ever spoken with him is if he would have been not the chairman.
Like he had a different position.
Like a spokesperson or something. But I don't think I've ever spoken with him.
That's a big get.
I've spoken with Laura Trump. I've spoken with Eric Trump. I've spoken... I think I've spoken with Ronna McDaniel once, maybe. We tried to get her a lot, but she was definitely difficult to get on. And are they going right now?
I know it's official certification. So.
Official certification. Ooh. No funny business. No shaman. What was he called?
Wouldn't that be amazing if that guy walked right through, though?
I wouldn't be surprised. It wouldn't be beyond me at all if like you had a George Santos or Matt Gaetz to have him be in the peanut gallery right now in his hat.
I'm okay with that. I would love to see that. Just him walking around like he's lost, you know, like, oh shoot, I didn't even mean to be in here.
Guys, we're back. It's so exciting. This is so exciting. And we're here with you. And we are so grateful for you. And, you know, we want to bring the Annie Frye Show to new heights in 2025, which is why we're going to hand it off to Wiggins America next.
Yeah. Let's get this thing going. It's a Monday roundup.
Monday roundup?
Uh-huh.
The first Monday roundup of 2025. You got any good stories?
No.
Feels just like
no, but I do have a lot of stories. They're all bad.
So this time, quantity over quality, as long as you bring one.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then, you know, add in 6. I got a couple articles here that could go for full segments.
Well, let's break up. That's totally, if this were the end of December, they would have.
Yes, they yeah.
Well, we got a job to do now in 2025, and that is to bring you the news, the information, but of course, the entertainment as well. We are grateful for you. You can stream us live on the Annie Frye YouTube channel. Go vote in the Annie Frye YouTube live chat poll. Grade your expectations for 2025. A, B, / C, D, or F. You can also go to AnnieFryShow.com and click to stream there. Get your podcasts and everything at AnnieFryShow.com. We would love to have you visit. You can even give us some feedback for the new year through a form on that website. Let's take a quick break. Wiggins America and the first Monday Roundup. Is this the first? You didn't do it while I was gone, did you?
No.
This is the first Monday
the first
in
one.
2025.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm looking forward to it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. People shopping.